Today will be partly cloudy with a high of 53 and a low of 37. In athletics news, a Durham man won Saturday's Novant Health Charlotte Marathon. And a Charlotte runner finished first among women in the 26.2-mile race across the Queen City. Nearly 6,000 athletes from 45 states and 6 countries competed in the 18th rendition of the run, organizers said. Jacob Rutz finished first in 2 hours, 38 minutes, 44 seconds, according to the marathon. Erin Delgaitis was the top woman finisher with a time of 2 hours, 49 minutes, 51 seconds, race results showed. Runners faced warmer than average temperatures and higher winds than normal, resulting in less than perfect running weather that may have slowed today's finish times, organizers said. Highs were in the low to mid 60s from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Meteorologist Justin Lane of the National Weather Service office in Greer, South Carolina, told the Charlotte Observer. Yet runners are a resilient bunch by nature. Tim Rhodes, Run Charlotte president and Charlotte Marathon race director, said in the news release. In politics, North Carolina's General Assembly has likely lost its only Hispanic representative. Ricky Hurtado, a Democratic incumbent, lost his Election Day bid to represent one of the state's most competitive NC House districts to Republican Steve Ross. With his loss, the legislature next year looks likely to have no Hispanic representatives in a state where over 10.7% of the population identifies as Hispanic. Proportional representation in the General Assembly would mean 17 or 18 Hispanic members among the state's 170 legislators. Hurtado, a first-term representative, had defeated longtime incumbent Ross in a close race in 2020, becoming the only Hispanic legislator in the state. This year in his re-election bid in Alamance County, Hurtado, the son of immigrants from El Salvador, got 48.79% of votes, compared to Ross' 51.21% votes. Hurtado fell short by 658 votes, according to unofficial results. And finally, an unlikely friendship has sparked conversation about the possibilities of polite discourse between parties. It turns out Tom Tillis and Cal Cunningham, former political rivals, are pals, dating back to the 2020 election that pitted the two North Carolina candidates against each other in a highly competitive U.S. Senate race. The unexpected friendship took people by surprise when it was announced that Tillis, the Republican who won the election, and Cunningham, a Democrat, would come together at UNC Chapel Hill to discuss how to build and maintain friendships across the political divide. Tillis told the audience Thursday night that the public had no idea during the campaign that they had become friends behind the scenes. At debates we would exchange pleasantries, beat the tar out of each other for an hour, go to the car and say, "Sorry man, I'll see you in a couple of weeks," Tillis said. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.